Unique opinions, compelling conversation, and the best in afternoon entertainment. The conversation continues from the Autoglass America studios. It's another hour of Drew Garabo Live.
Here we go. Drew Garabo Live. Great to be here. Nice to have you there. In case you missed our announcement earlier, Nikki from Hot Mornings will join our show on Monday. This has been a three-way trade. Nikki to our show, Gio to the Bone Daily Rewind show, and Nervous Jared to Hot Mornings. We wish the best for everyone involved.
Yeah, we wish Gio could have been here with us today, but it was tough for him to handle that news, and I totally understand that he's taking today off.
Me too. It came as a big surprise to Gio, what happened. To be honest with you, it was somewhat of a surprise to me as well. Wasn't something that we wanted, but due to the bosses and what they would like out of our show, it's not a four-person show. It's a three-person show, and these are the three people right here.
Well, it's... They want it to be a three-person show on the air.
Right.
Okay, it's a four-person show. They didn't want it to be a five-person show.
Correct. Not very good at math. So starting Monday, we will have Nikki as our producer slash phone screener, and we wish Gio nothing but the best. We have nothing but a firm and fond appreciation of his effort and his time on this show, and I look forward to hearing how he can get Mo and Johnny under control and really provide a shot in the arm for those guys at night. All right. Oh boy, I got a phone call coming from my kid's school. Hopefully that's good news. Let's get to Seth's journal reading, shall we?
There we go. Sorry, index. Sorry, this is completely my bad. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I got it right here. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's time once again for another cautionary tale in the ongoing adventures of a young teenage girl named Seth Cush.
What? Yes, I do. Thank you for reminding me. The final. Now, Phoebe, we've been reading these for quite some time now. Do you listen to most of the journal readings, or is it too uncomfortable for you?
I have heard every single one.
Oh, wow.
Everyone?
Everyone.
Oh, my God. How do you feel so far hearing the somewhat neurotic ramblings of your wonderful husband?
Well, you know, he and I were really good friends at that time, so I'm very familiar with that, Seth. It's a little weird to sort of relive it, you know, 10, 11 years later.
Sure.
But it's not really uncomfortable because it's 10 years ago.
Now, when you say friends at the time, did you have romantic designs on this young man?
I wasn't sure. I had a boyfriend at the time.
Oh.
So I sort of feel like I always sort of liked Seth, but it was sort of pushed down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
This is another one that got with me when she had a boyfriend.
Okay.
So,
you're such
you
a homewrecker.
It was not at the exact same time. There was
a little overlap,
but I had full intentions on leaving him, and I was just waiting for him to come back into town so I could end things with him, but I didn't wait to start.
He was a big-time collegiate football player, so.
Not big-time at all.
D3.
If Phoebe did a journal or a diary reading over there on Hot 101.5, you'd flip out, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't listen to that. I'm
Thank
busy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
All right, well, we have Danielle on the line listening to this journal entry at all, because she's involved in this.
Is she?
Yeah, she sure is. Danielle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
God, it is so awesome to have the two most important women in Seth's life right here for the final journal reading. Thank you for joining us.
I love my mom, too, just so you know.
Of course.
Danielle, what have you thought about the journal reading so far?
Oh, man. They're disturbing, but it's not like I expect anything less. They're impressive. They're scary. They're creepy. They're entertaining.
Oh. Pretty much all the things that make Seth, Seth.
Yes, so I'm not surprised by any of them. But every time I would go to read one, like, because I got a hold of the journal a couple times, and I would go to start reading it, and I would just lose it. I mean, it's pretty hilarious.
All I heard Danielle say was that it was impressive. So thank you very much, Danielle.
All right, without further ado, let's get into the final reading. Hold on, Danielle. We'll get with you as soon as we're done here. Here we go. Seth's final journal entry. Life, it's the ultimate sin. It already seems like a dream, even though it happened today. Ashley showed up. I thought Miami was Miami, but apparently she lives 45 minutes outside of Miami and still showed up. She's the best. It was everything I wanted it to be. I even reveled in the aftermath. I think it was 4 or 5 hours that we were together. We went to the Miami Seaquarium, which had to have been her idea. Was it a date? Is that just what friends do? For the first time ever, I asked about her boyfriend, and I actually cared. She was happy to hear that I have a girlfriend now, and even offered to take me shopping so she could help me pick out something nice for Phoebe. Plus, I learned about a friction dance. She let me know that's what they call it at the strip club she works at. She has a good sense of humor, which is a gentle reminder of why I've been obsessed with her for 5 years. This felt like the end, though. She said we should all hang out when she comes into town. Somehow, I feel like that is something that will never happen, although a great idea. I needed to tell Phoebe about the day I just had. I wasn't going to start off our relationship lying. She was with Danielle on the way to the USF game. I wanted her to be with Danielle because I knew she would be devastated that I saw Ashley. And she was. I stood firm for the first time in this pathetic existence. I had to see Ashley. I needed that. I never hung out with her like that. And that's what I was hoping for. It's too new with Phoebe to really care how she feels about it. Ashley was first. I knew Danielle would take care of her, though. It might be awkward when I get back to St. Pete, but it was worth it. Can I get some effing props for not being a goon? I didn't effing plead for her. I just was present. Now, I can focus on my life again. Now, Phoebe.
Last time I ever saw her.
Last time you ever saw Ashley?
Last time.
Wow. How did you feel when Seth told you that he was seeing Ashley?
He told me afterwards. I vividly remember being on 275 right in the West Shore area with Danielle on the way to Raymond James Stadium for a USF game. I vividly remember this, and he called me and told me, and it was the worst thing ever. Oh, it was awful.
Come on, man up.
Okay, well, listen, like I said, we had been friends for a long time, and I was one of those friends that was telling him how terrible this girl was.
Yeah.
And how she was one of those girls who had no interest, but she liked dragging men around with her.
Yep.
She wanted the attention, and when he would stop, that's when she would come back.
Of course.
It was like she liked having him on this little string, so I was very aware of Ashley for a long time. And now it was like, I'm not letting her do this to him. And he is my boyfriend. She cannot do this to him anymore.
Oh.
So it was, and I was a baby. I was 21.
Right.
And I was out of a crappy relationship. So I was really insecure. And then all of a sudden, this guy that I've been in love with for years and I'm now together with, he's going to leave me and he's going to be obsessed with this girl again.
Oh, my
so,
God.
And that is everything that went through I thought, well, this was a fun ride, but it's, I can't, he's not interested in me. I'm convenient because I'm here.
Would he have been better off not telling you, or are you happy that he was honest?
No, I'm glad he was honest because we're very honest with each other.
Sure.
So at the time, I probably would have hoped he hadn't said anything, but now I'm happy he did. I'm glad I didn't learn about it 10 years later on the radio.
Now, Danielle, you were with Phoebe when Seth broke the news to her that he was going to see Ashley in Miami, or at least 45 minutes outside of Miami. How did she take the news, and what did you do to console her?
Dude, there was so much crying when he called her. I remember driving with her. By the way, you goon, did you plan on me being with her? Like, was that your plan?
I knew I was waiting to make the call that night because I knew that you would be with her, and I figured it'd be easier if she was around somebody that would take care of her. Yeah, it was all very calculated.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Here's what happened. I was working, like, overnight on 97X at the time. Like, I'd be on Saturday nights from midnight until 6 a.m., so in that little brief time beforehand, we were going to the Bulls game. And I remember he called her And we pull off, I think, like, in the Chili's parking lot. I'm, like, looking at Raymond James Stadium, and she is sobbing next to me. And she, I think I remember her saying, no, you don't have to tell me. Like, he was telling her that he felt like he had to tell her that it happened, and she was telling him, no, you didn't have to tell me. And so, yeah, it was really bad.
So, at the time, Phoebe, your view was, oh, my God, this schmuck is going to go back to letting this girl run his life. He is going to walk out on me, and our relationship has not even begun yet.
Absolutely, because, I mean, we were just a couple of months into being, you know, together, and I thought, well, he can't get over this girl.
Wow.
He's not going to be happy with me if he can't get over this girl. So he was explaining that he needed to see her in this situation, but I didn't understand that because I didn't, why do you have to see her?
Right.
Why do you need that?
You know what the end result is.
You've moved on already. So I didn't understand it. And again, I was 21. I was a child. So I couldn't comprehend all of that. I just was jealous and I couldn't understand why he was seeing her.
Sure. Danielle and Phoebe both, as the two females who know Seth yet love him anyway, do you guys feel like he is finally over Ashley?
He is FOA.
Oh, yeah.
Danielle,
FOA.
Danielle, you feel like he is FOA and that he has earned his FOA degree?
I completely agree. FOA.
Well, good for you because as a presentation, I had my good friend Rusty. I commissioned him, if you will. If you see this beautiful placard right here.
Look at that.
Framed. It is the FOA degree. Finally over Ashley. It says, by virtue of the authority of Drew R. Garabo and upon the recommendation by members of LOD, the Tampa Bay radio market has conferred upon Seth Kushner on this day, October 1st, 2015.
Oh my God, my first degree ever.
That he wow. and his diary / journal are unequivocally FOA, FOA University 2015 with the Punis logo right in the middle.
Oh
what? Congratulations,
yeah.
Seth Kush.
Congrats.
You are finally over
yes.
Ashley. You've got your FOA degree.
That is going in the living room right next yeah. to my Judaism degree.
That's a major award,
isn't it?
Can I hang this up at our house?
Yes, you absolutely can.
You're okay with having Ashley displayed in our house?
That is going right next to our ketubah that we signed on our wedding day.
Wow. So congratulations to you. Thank you so much to Rusty Morris, who didn't want any plugs or anything, just out of the goodness of his heart, commissioned that. And he had made one originally for when we were going to stop the diary or journal readings. But then once we got the updated date, he got a new certificate, and we put that in the frame.
That's awesome.
This is the next best thing other than you handing over Ashley to me right now.
Well, that, I think Phoebe is much more comfortable with you having the diploma than actually bringing that skeezer Ashley in here.
I told him a while ago that I had no problem with this segment and bringing sort of our history back, but I didn't want to see her at all to the point where, and I didn't tell him this, I planned on just taking that, I wasn't going to be here. Like, if it took me taking the day off work or a half day, I didn't want anything to do with her because, I mean, it was 9 years ago, but I didn't like her. And
no.
I still hold that. And although we're married and she's maybe married and has a baby, I don't want that. And I don't feel like I'd be nice to her, and I'd rather just not see her.
I understand
you
that.
You should be nice to her, though, because clearly from the journal reading, she wanted to take me out to buy you something nice, which means she's a really solid person.
Which was going to happen right after you guys had a fully clothed nap together.
Oh, snap.
Just so you know, I tried to get a hold of Brandy to bring her into the fold on all this so we could, like, kind of, I don't know if Seth even knows that I was working on that, to just try to bring some sort of closure. I would not contact Ashley because I knew it would not be okay with Phoebe, and that is my number one priority.
Yeah, I okayed it through Phoebe to even reach out to Ashley in the first place. My efforts were unsuccessful. Brandy won't even message me back on Facebook, so the FOA degree is as good as you're going to get there, Kushner.
I'll take it. Thank you.
You know, part of the reason I didn't really want to have anything to do with her in the studio is I felt like through that whole obsession period, she loved the attention, and I felt like she's getting it again, and I didn't want to give that to her.
Sure.
I don't know if that, I
get
know.
It. Yeah.
Maybe I need to see a therapist
yeah.
at this
no.
point, but I feel like it was all about attention, and I felt like she's getting it again a
yep.
decade later, and I didn't want to validate that by being a part of it.
I could always punched her.
I could. She is a mother.
That would have been great radio. Oh, well.
That's moms all get, the more reason.
But like my dad said, moms get punched too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Danielle, for being a part of this. Thank you, Phoebe, for being a part of this. Any final words on the Seth Kushner journal entries?
Yes, there's some lost pages of my journal where I wrote about Danielle, but unfortunately we can't find those.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Danielle. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye. This guy on line one is a great idea. Jeff, what's your idea for the next stage of the journal?
Well, since this has been such quality content and it really has brought us along a journey, I don't think it can stop. I really think that Phoebe now needs to dump Seth Hart and maybe even start fooling around with SBK.
Whoa. I'm writing right now. This is great.
I didn't know that was going to enter the equation, but thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Ed.
Oh, looky here. It's in quotation marks, so I get the feeling it might not be the real one. Ashley, you're on Drew Garabo Live.
Oh, I miss you so much, Seth.
Hey, Ashley, have you thought about me at all?
Yes. Ever since that time at the Seaquarium, when I saw an albino manatee, I haven't stopped thinking about you ever since.
Do you ever think about that fully clothed nap that we took together? Because I can't stop thinking about it.
Yes. I felt that you were a little handsy while you were sleeping.
What do you think about Phoebe? If you ever met her, do you think that you guys could get along?
Yes, because I'm sure I'm better looking, so it doesn't matter.
Wing house girl, after all. I was never a wing house
girl.
Don't
cry. You can have them. It's over now.
Oh, thank you.
Ashley, thank you. It was really hard to track you down. Why wouldn't you return my messages on Facebook?
Because sometimes you just don't want to deal with the ghost of the past, Drew Garabo.
It's like high-pitch Eric.
Hi, Daddy. All right. Well, thank you, Ashley. Best of luck to you. What did you name your baby?
I named her after her father, Daquan.
Thank you very much, Ashley. It was great to finally hear from you.
And, I love you.
And Seth is FOA, which means he's finally over you.
Sure he is. Shalom, Phoebe. Bye.
Bye.
I told you, she's a great gal.
Well, Phoebs, thanks for being here. Thanks for being such a good sport for all this.
And I do want to say this. I know a lot of people think that Seth is crazy through this, but he's not. He is the best husband, and he's so loving, and I'm so happy okay. We're able to get through
there,
all that.
There's the door. Okay. Get out of here with that nonsense.
Yes.
That kind of stuff might play over next door on Hot 115. We don't play that over here. But no, you're right. I learned through the journal that he's not necessarily the crazy one, that she is actually the one who tried to play him like a fiddle and managed to manipulate him and drag him along, even though she knew she was never going to get with him again.
I do want to say, though, I loved every second of being manipulated and on a string because it made me the psychotic person that I am today.
So I guess in some kind of way we should thank Ashley.
Yes.
But in another way we should kind of hate her.
We should thank her and love her.
Phoebe, we love you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's certainly a pleasure.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.